we are joined here by with Lisa Burke with Visit North Platte, the North Platte Visitors Bureau. And how are you doing, Lisa?
I'm good. It's a great sunshiny day.
It is. It is. Do you have a good Easter weekend?
Yes, we did.
Good.
Got
good.
To see a lot of family and
fantastic.
Have Easter eggs with the little ones. So
staying
that's always fun.
North Platte?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Nice. So let's get into what's going on with the latest Visitors Bureau. And just tell us a little bit about, obviously, the Sandhill Cranes are still here.
Right, they are. Dusty Trails finished up his Sandhill Crane tours last week. I believe this weekend was the last, Saturday, I think, was the last tour that he did. And he's got his next three weekends on Saturdays. He still does prairie chicken tours, so if anybody wants to jump on that bandwagon and go watch the prairie chickens do their little mating dances to their females, that's always a fun thing to go see. So but I wanted to talk a little bit about the economic impact that the Sandhill Crane viewing brings to our community. And we've been working with Dusty probably since 2018 when Grand Island and Kearney and those in the Nebraska Flyway were being, all of their tours were filled and full, and we were still having a lot of people come into Nebraska wanting to see Sandhill Cranes, and they knew we had quite a few here in Lincoln County. So they asked us to join the Nebraska Flyway, and which was really cool because we market together to try to get people all across the world. You know, this is a once of a, you know, a migration that happens once a year. It's very popular and people know about it all across the world. So being able to market with them really has helped us as well as helped them ease their what they call over tourism there in Lincoln and Grand Island and shift some of those visitors to our area. So we started tracking some of the how long people are staying here, how many people are coming. And with the short 3 weeks that Dusty does his tours, we estimate that that brings in about $500,000 in economic impact to our community.
Wow.
Which is really big.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Those birding aficionados, those people who like birding, are very affluent. They spend quite a bit of money. And when they come here, which it's interesting, is they will stay here for probably 3 days. Sometimes we see them here all week. So they do. Dusty has four different tours that he offers, and typically they stay and do every single tour because everyone is a little bit of a different experience, and they want to experience all of those. So we've also worked with a lot of our tourism partners in Lincoln County because this typically is the time of year that a lot of them are closed, and so we have worked really hard with the Lincoln County Historical Museum, and this year they were open in the afternoon for those visitors to have something to do because the tours are typically early morning, late evening. There is some afternoon and morning tours, but give them something to do during the day. The Prairie Arts Center has been a great partner for the past few years, and they do some type of a birding art display, usually centered around sandhill cranes or prairie chickens. So anything that we can do to get them to stay here longer always helps out, and that's where we see that $500,000 economic impact. So
yeah,
just wanted to
let
everybody know that I know we all are used to the Sandhill Cranes. We grew up with them, and I guess we aren't appreciative of them. But I want everybody to know that they do bring in a lot of visitors, and you should just go and experience, you know, them and what they do. So
fantastic. Yeah, $500,000 is great for a town size, you know, 20, what's North Platte's population? 22?
23, I think.
23,
yes.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So, you know, moving down as we are in April now, do you guys have any, you know, big time events coming to town?
We do. Our next big event is Boys State Golf. We partner with the Lake Manoli Golf Course and NSAA, which is the Nebraska State Athletic Association, the high school sports. It's a bidding process to get those state tournaments to your community. And this is our last last year hosting Boy State Golf at Lake Maloney, but that happens May 21st and 22nd. And along with that, we need an army of volunteers to help us with putting on that event. They pair up scoring monitors with sometimes three, sometimes four golfers through those 2 days. So we need anywhere from 50 to 60 volunteers to help us through that process. We need scoring monitors and ball spotters because out at Lake Maloney, there's some places that sometimes they don't hit it on the fairway and it gets in the rough and we have to find them. So it's good to have spotters to help us increase play and keep everybody moving through the process.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned 50 to 60 volunteers, and that's how many you have. You still need?
That's total? How many we need total. I think Taylor told me she's got about 30 right now. So we're doing great for this, you know, for being April, the first part of April. That deadline is May 10th. So if you have some golf knowledge and want to help us, that is on a Tuesday, Wednesday. In May that we would need your help. If you just call the office at 532-4729 or get on our website and find us that way. But we definitely need your help if you would like to do that. And it's usually beautiful for Boys State Golf. We've been very, very lucky. Yeah. But it's always very nice. So
just kind of taking a step back, recap March, the pool tournament, and all those March events go well?
Yes, they did. Good. They went really well. We had over 1,000 state pool tournament competitors here in town for, I think, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which was awesome. To see the DNN Event Center full of pool tables is quite a sight. So
yes. Yeah, that had to be a pretty cool sight.
Yeah, it was. So that will host that again in 2 years. So we'll be back in 2026.
Okay, talking with Lisa Burke here. Lisa, anything else you have on your plate to mention?
I do. Our Excellence in Tourism Awards, the nominations of that have closed, and now we are taking reservations for our event, which is May 8th at Venue 304. Those reservations are due at the end of April. We will announce the winners of all of those categories that we've been talking about. Those reservations are $20 a person. That's for lunch on May 8th on a Wednesday. So we hope everybody shows up and supports those people who do a really, really good job with service in our community. That's the basis of this, of these awards, is to encourage everybody to step up their service game, their customer service, and those who do a really good job, we want to recognize them and give them awards because it's definitely something that's great for our community and that we continue to do it because visitors and us alike, and it just makes people want to come back and come to your community more and more when they get great customer service. So that's part of tourism and what we do.
Yeah, totally. Well, Lisa, I'd like to thank you for coming in this morning. Sure. And I hope you enjoy some sunshine out here and the rest of your week.
All right. You too, Jack.